You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Cleveland Browns single game tickets are on sale now. Straight from the source on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app. Secure tickets to upcoming Cleveland Browns games against the Arizona Cardinals, the Baltimore Ravens, the Cincinnati Bengals, San Francisco 49ers by visiting ClevelandBrowns.com or the Browns mobile app right now. Nathan Zgur, Matt Wilhelm, joined on the hotline by the Kid. Kid, how are you today?
I'm feeling good. Playing a little hurt, but I'm feeling good.
Playing hurt? What's going on?
You know, I didn't get much sleep last night. Maybe not playing hurt, but playing with some, some...
A little deficiency.
Yeah, exactly.
You got a big weekend coming up, the Kid. Headed to Ann Arbor to watch the Blue take on Michigan
State. If you were a betting man, what would the line be on a game like that?
The line is 7, and I think
You're giving 7?
We're giving 7. Can you believe that? Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Wow. It gives me a lot of confidence.
I'll take all 7.
I'm sure you will.
Actually, you know what? I'll go straight up with you on this one to keep our running tally of credits.
Okay.
It's fine. Whatever.
It's a rivalry game.
Good. Rivalry games go out the window. The points go out the window.
Yeah, I mean, we're getting ready to load up the RV right now, head out to Berea on our way to Ann Arbor, and, you know, we'll see if we can't show Mr. Zagura a nice Big Ten welcome. He's been down to Ohio.
You know she's a whore, right?
What's that?
She's a whore.
Mr. Zagura?
No, Ann Arbor.
Mr. Zagura, how dare you? How dare you speak about me that way?
Ann Arbor. Her, she's easy.
Ha, 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 ha. Is that a good one? All right, Kid, let's talk quickly. Browns, Broncos, Peyton Manning, we've talked about him as well. Where do you think this game goes on Sunday, and what do the Browns have to do to win it?
The Browns, for the first time this year, the defense is going to have to show up and create turnovers because Peyton is throwing it to the other team a lot this year. And if they if they can play the defense they're designed to play, I think they can cause some problems, get some turnovers. And I think that even though Denver's defense is great, Josh McCown is operating at such a high level now. He's just got to get the ball out of his hands quickly and avoid the injury.
That's the key, is going to be to protect him. They've got, 22 sacks on the season, most in the NFL. They've got 14 takeaways, most in the NFL. This defense has been fantastic. Kid, I don't know if you heard it earlier. We were talking about if your life was on the line, you had a quarterback for one game. How many quarterbacks do you think you would take before Peyton Manning became
Me
your quarterback?
Me personally, a lot.
Yeah, he would never. I'd rather have Wilhelm.
Right now, you're talking about active quarterbacks that I would.
No,
take
I'm talking about any quarterback at any point in their career.
Any quarterback at any point in their career, he'd probably be about 15. Like one game, he's got to win it for me. Honestly, about 15.
I just wouldn't take him at all. I don't see a scenario in which I would ever take him.
I might take, how about this? I might take his brother.
I would. I said it.
Life on the line game?
Yeah.
His brother I might take over him. I mean, look at him in life on the line game.
Would you take Archie? Would you take Archie or Peyton?
I would take Peyton. I don't think Archie ever played in a life on a line game.
All right, the Kid. The Browns, we'll just get it. Should we get into that one right now? We're going to do our game picks in just a few minutes, but should we just get into the Browns right now for the three of us? We'll get as a teaser.
Yeah, Kid,
sure. I'm going to say, unfortunately, that I did come out with Doug Guarantee last week and I was victorious. I, however, don't see myself being able to come out with the Guarantee Part 3. It'll come back later in the season, but I'm going to have to say Denver 27, Cleveland 17.
Wow. You're taking Denver?
I'm taking Denver. I'm sorry. I hate to do it. I can't lose the credibility of the Guarantee.
Well, you could have taken the Browns and not done a Guarantee.
Well, that's fine, but this is my opinion.
27-17?
Yeah.
Man.
All right.
That depresses me, the Kid.
It is.
I mean, there's really maybe I could be reverse jinxing them into the win. Nobody would be happier to be more happy than if I'm wrong than me. Just like in San Diego, I did the same thing and I was almost wrong in that one.
Yeah. You were. True.
Are we doing ours as well now?
Yeah.
Okay. I will take the Cleveland Browns by a score of 20-16.
Wow.
Peyton gets in the end zone one time, and the Cleveland Browns defense bows their neck in the red zone and forces 3 field goals.
I'm going to take the Browns as well, and I'm going to take them by the crazy score of 19-17. Travis Coon's field goal.
Right.
Boom! Through the uprights, Mr. Perfect. We dance in the streets.
I hope you're right.
I hope I'm right too, the kid.
Yes, yes. I mean, that's the, you know, it'd be, you know, hopefully the second of the victories of the weekend, and away we go.
The bottom line for me is the Browns, I think, will struggle, and I don't want to say can't win the game because they can do it, but I don't know if the Browns can win a game against this Denver defense if the Broncos get to, say, 24 points.
Right. That you have to limit them. That's why,
that's the
again,
only chance.
My whole prediction is centered around the fact that our defense, again, bows their neck, forces them to kick field goals and not put the extra points on the board by scoring in the red zone.
You know, I'm going to have to – I know I'm usually the Kool-Aid drinker of the group, but I'm going to have to say, you know, from what I've seen of this defense, I don't see any evidence that we can bow our neck against anybody. I mean
– But would you be – did you – you've seen now the Raiders defense, you've seen the Ravens defense. They held that team without – both of those defenses didn't allow a single touchdown to this Denver offense. It's not really – to me, it's more about how –
Okay, so
how bad Peyton Manning and the offense has been.
The reason I loved the Browns last week was because how bad Baltimore was. You're saying that the Broncos' offense is that bad?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I hope you're right.
They beat the Ravens 19-13 without an offensive touchdown. They just beat the Raiders last week in Oakland, as you know, 16-10 without an offensive touchdown.
Yeah, their offense was terrible against the Raiders. You're right. You are correct there.
So, hopefully. We got to see. That's the only path. If they get 27 points like you said in your prediction, I think the Browns' chances of winning the game become minuscule. That's just not the way that they're going to win this game.
Yeah. So where are we at in the standings? Me and Wilhelm are +8.
You are +1 on Wilhelm. And
a little bit of changing of the guard.
No, you've been up 1 on him since last week too.
I thought we were even last week.
No, you were even the week before, so you maintained a 1 lead.
Oh, okay. I see.
You're in the lead. Wilhelm's 1 back, and I beat you guys both by 2 last week, and I am now 8 back.
Very good. Very good. Well, I'm approaching the RV station as we speak. I know listeners out there can't wait to hear about that.
Very, very nice. I know that they're excited to hear about that. When we come back, though, we're going to pick the games around the National Football League, some good ones in this one in the Week 6 slate. We'll talk about that when we return on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.